Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review. And if you've seen my previous 101 wine subscription clubs, the one I jumped out with was one of the wines that I've seen and I started looking at. And it's interesting because it's a Martha Clara Vineyards. You see that? Chardonnay Estate Reserve, North Fork of Long Island. So this is a New York. This is weird. It's a New York Chardonnay. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I normally get these Chardonnays from, you know, we just had one out of France and, you know, normally getting them from California and all these miscellaneous area. But this one's from Long Island and it's in a state reserve. So just to let you know up front, price point, they had it at like a $12.99, $14.99 price point. So not that I was eager to get to drink this. I was just fascinated because of the region. Because, you know, I love to taste the same kind of grape, but from different regions. And what is the soil like? What is the sun like? Where's the elevation? Where's all this? It's all listed under the terroir. And, you know, when I was studying that, it didn't make sense why a wine from one area, planted in another area, would actually have different elements. But you know that they may have different things within the soil. Some of it may get a lot more cooler air. Some may get a lot of sunlight. So you get all of that. So this was interesting to find out that this was from Long Island, a actual New York wine. So what's up about this one? Martha Clara Vineyard. So I kind of checked these out and this was the notes that I got from it. It was really, really interesting because it kind of sounds typical of a Chardonnay, but I have to tell you, I tasted something different than I normally get. But it says buttered baked apples, cinnamon, almost reminiscent of apple strudel with hints of toasted almond. The palate is full and lush with balanced acidity, notes of nutmeg, allspice, and a touch of clove. I don't eat no allspice. I don't even know what that allspice tastes like. The only allspice I know about is the deodorant. So I don't know anything about an old spice. I know old spice, but not an allspice. But anyway, so I had an opportunity and I said, let's drink this up because I had I think it was pasta with some like a creamy wine sauce in that. And this is the one we use. So this is what we have, this Chardonnay. Look at that. Pretty color, though. Really good straw, yellowish color. Really, really good. Really good. It's inviting. So let's get a whiff. So you're getting these apples off of this. You are getting that. I'm not getting the cinnamon. Sorry. Not any cinnamon out of this. But I will say, similar to an almond, you do get that toasted almond coming off that. You're getting those hints of that. So I'll give you credit on that. But let's get a taste. So, not heavy on the creaminess. That's a good thing. Because I hate creamy Chardonnays. I hate creamy Chardonnays. So I don't want any of that. And this one isn't it. So good acidity on here. So your acidity is not really a lot, but it's not really faint either. So good acidity. You're not really getting the fruitfulness of like the apple. You're getting like that apple that's really not have that juicy sweetness, but you're getting that ripe, crisp apple. More of a, let me, one more time. Not a green apple. It's more of a like a red apple, delicious kind of apple, but not with that. It's crisp though. And it's giving it. It's a little refreshing on this side, but not bad. So all I'm really saying is this Chardonnay ain't bad at all. I actually drank it for lunch this afternoon with a sandwich because it just went well. I had like, you know, lettuce and pickles and peppers and different little, and it went really, really nice. Light mayonnaise, that I didn't get the like a spicy mayonnaise on that, but I got that and it was turkey and it just went really well. It's like I wanted to drink more of this. This one was really different for me. So I feel good about this Martha Clara Vineyards North Fork of Long Island Chardonnay Estate Reserve. This is a 2015. So that's what you're going to get from this. You're going to get a nice balanced acidity, not really fruitful, not ripe apple, but a really good apple taste. And with an almond hint, so pretty good. I'm Michael Yabushi, the Black Brother, Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube, and go to the website. New website is up. I'm not gonna say new. I'll say new. Shut up. Month of April, then I'll stop saying new. Urban Wine Life, really simplistic, and you'll get this under the regular podcasts and videos, and you'll see where I introduced it. At the front end of the subscription and club under Wine 101. But see you every Friday, Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael Yabushi, Black Brother. Thank you very much.